In other words, law was still law. For Kaplan, however, and here he boldly stepped out and took a position which differed strongly from conservative Judaism, Jewish rituals and practices have no authoritative hold on our lives. They are rather folkways which need to be constantly reinterpreted. In other words, within the context of a civilization, these rituals are important. They do provide us with meaning. But no, the problem is we cannot see them as legislated data which are imposed upon our life. We are not required to do them because some supernatural God tells us, as mediated through his rabbis, that we must observe them. Simply, they are folkways. They can enhance, they can add something to our life, they can also possibly diminish. Folkways can be added, they can also be subtracted. They can be inserted into the culture of our lives, and they can also lose their relevancy over time and eventually be discarded. And thus, it is also possible to create new folkways. For Kaplan, with the rise of the State of Israel, Jewish folk dancing, for example, the kind of songs that were permeating out of the land of Israel, that were emanating out of the land of Israel and permeating the consciousness of Jews all over the world, were clearly had religious sanctity, had meaning within the context of cultural folkways. How do we determine what is meaningful and what is not? It is their functional value, Kaplan argues. Old practices can be relevant to the group and individual, and new ones can be constantly invented. In other words, Kaplan made a plea for extraordinary creativity. Don't allow ritual to remain one-sided and one-dimensional. Don't allow ritual to simply become stagnant and old. Let us create new ritual. Let us constantly reinvigorate the tradition and make it more pliable and open to new possibilities so that this religious experience is constantly enriching itself. For example, the Sabbath is an essential core of Jewish practice. But clearly, in terms of finding its function, the function of any ritual, let us look at the Sabbath and say, well, what was the function in ancient times? It was to ensure the salvation of the individual. Salvation in the biblical time meant a kind of supernatural deliverance of God from the realm of evil or the realm of finitude to something else. In our own time, salvation is more natural. It means the attainment of happiness in our own world. And therefore, what we need to do is to put new wine in old caskets, in old bottles, by essentially taking the salvation notion, reinterpreting it, and thus reinvigorating and reinventing the ritual. The ritual is still meaningful if we ascribe to it a more precise and meaningful definition of what the value that we are doing is all about. In other words, to observe ritual meant, again, a twofold function: how it psychologically meets the needs of the individual and how it sociologically meets the needs of the group. If it enhances group survival, if it provides the individual with personal, sustained meaning, it is worthwhile. If it doesn't, let's discard it. But in no sense is this law in the sense of a legislative group of prescriptions which are imposed upon us from above. That is not the nature of the natural religion which Kaplan has constructed. Clearly, institutionally, Reconstructionist Judaism attracted smaller numbers than Reform or Conservative or Orthodox. But Kaplan's influence was far-reaching among Reform and Conservative Jews, no doubt, and many Reform rabbis and Conservative rabbis were influenced by him. To a great extent, his appeal diminished in subsequent years as the subject of science and religion became less pressing, and Kaplan's notion of a personal God became deficient to some, his notion of science became deficient to others. Clearly, however, Reconstructionist Judaism did not die. But after the generation of Kaplan, it began to adopt new positions. For example, embracing spirituality and mysticism on the one hand, or advocating strong feminist positions on the other. Indeed, one could argue that this was not part of the Kaplan legacy, but there would also be those who argued the opposite, that by changing to meet the needs of the times, by adopting Judaism in new ways and new directions, it was indeed what Kaplan had expected from the start.